information, and you can have some hope of getting more information on the parameters of the field, which is the average continuous signal polarization. Then we make some comments about the possible approximation, which is make some contact with previous work done by Jacobson, Martin, and Gilbert. Finally, we do some summary and outlooks. So basically, the motivations are more or less stated. Loop quantum gravity has been solved as original quantum gravity, not just quantum gravity. Has been having some phenomenological evidence because of the possibility that to give some corrections to flat spaces, say, partly propagated. So what both are the Mimicamania and Mimicamania that we can have a modified spherical correlation of this type, and this kind of correction was supposed or was postulated on the light then comes from some kind of quantum gravity modification. In fact, this mass here is usually as the Planck mass and signals in the effect of quantum gravity. This kind of spectral relation can be getting us phenomenological just direct input, but we have actually some interest in trying to guide heuristically this spectral relation from two quantum gravity or from string theory, for example. It's some kind of effort in that sense. And the main point is that we get a very strong bounds about the parameters. Here are the previous talk we have had, we saw very strong bounds in coming from quantum gravity spectra. We did some also bounds about this, basically in these cheap level experiments. And I want to concentrate on bounds obtained from basically, astrophysical observations of focus coming from faraway sources. Okay. There are polarization measurements that gives bounds on the bottom part of the contrarian correlation that are very well established. There are also new bounds that are very strong, but these are tied very directly to this measurement of polarization in this gamma ray wave, which are not very well studied because they are challenging. These observations have been challenged by some people, so this is not clear that limit. And I want to emphasize this synchronous radiation limit obtained by the Jacobson-Gilbert model, okay, in which they basically, they can say one of the parameters of the spectral relations, the modified spectral relations for fairness in a rather strong way. But to do that, they just extrapolate it. They make some visual extrapolation of standard synchrotron radiation to the case of fairness. Okay? And of course, it cannot be just a pure geometrical process because it's a transition in dynamics. So, the main point of this talk will be trying to consider a model for the synchronous radiation complete in theory and see the assumption or basically the way that they extrapolated really works or not. And this is the main point of the talk. Before going to the details, I would like to. I'd like to mention what I think in my own views is really a problem here to have to face. I think that the basic question one has to ask is that does quantum gravity use modification to particle dynamics in that space of that because it's a simple situation? Okay? And to answer this question from more fundamental theory, one has to have physical and classical approximations. Okay? In the case of quantum gravity, it would mean our physical and classical state, which makes sense basically the flat net will be phased for long distance and keep the the discrete nature of the description at this one close to one's neck, which is like a very big. The fact that the eye operator and the world operator are one size. Okay? And this physical state is lacking. All the estimations that have been done assume some approximation to physical demographics. So one, this is okay, one can answer the question, and we have a lot of possibilities. The most trivial one is that no corrections arise, and then we are back to the normal Lorentz invariant. And the second possibility, which has been explored, that corrections do arise. Okay? And in this equation, we have a lot of possibilities also. For example, one can have a Lorentz invariant correlation with the third frame, related to the dynamics of space, okay, in which we have this physical upper bound in momentum, related to the limiting small distance Lv, or something similar. And then in this case, the paper by Cohen and Felicula, so we have to discuss that there are extreme fine-tuned problems, okay. So this would be a nice possibility to explore. Never mind, this is not the only possibility. There are a lot of other possibilities that even might have the form of the convergent relation, but in this other situation. Okay? For example, the natural case, the proposed case is to have Lorentz invariant here is standard on the so you could have modifications to the for example, the special relation, but you could have an extended relativity principle to incorporate any negative problem of the first frame. This is what is called under the name of double special relativity, and it proposed by Leo Carmenian and Raymond Moyer and Carmenian. There is also the possibility of having spontaneous broken on its environment. The only thing you have is this pattern of expectation values and field, which provides, for example, the prefer the frame of the velocity of the frame. You don't have an actual physical ground, and you just have a very field theory, which can be used in a normal way. Also, there is a possibility that is interpreted by some agents and collaborators, that only zero charge particles, for example, is incorrect. Okay? And the this will be equal to one type of particles on the eye. And this is based basically on some string theory inspired model. Okay, so there is a lot of the possibilities that one must also follow and decide after the end. But all this thing will be stated if one has a real physical semi-classical scale to do the calculation. So let me now the specific problem that I want to address, that is to calculate the stochastic programmation in this model. So this is an effective model. Okay? We don't care here how we get this model, we just calculate the model and have some. The advantage of this model and also in fact like that is that it reproduces exactly the expression relations I got at the beginning. Okay? So of course there is much more here because there is complete dynamics. The expression relation is just a particular example of the modified dynamics, the complete modified dynamics. So we have here a rate of dimension 5 that parameterizing the way always the blue place in the normal modification in such a specification. Now we work, for example, in the is defined when the equivalent system, because we have here the velocity of the frame, for the velocity of the frame, which is not a dynamical field in that sense, we are losing what is called part of the Lorentz invariant. So we do have observed a Lorentz invariant. You can change from one system to another, you will observe a Lorentz transformation. In a given system, this is a fixed coordinate. We will work in the most simple Second, which is the rest frame of the distribution frame. And certain actual expression that the rotation will be from the section changes. The homogeneous one, the standard one, because that includes not the standard issues, these are the correct ones, the correct ones that are related to the source. Okay. Then we start from here to calculate the symbols. So we have to listen to two kinds of modifications. One is related to the particle, to the source that provides radiation, and the other is the radiation itself. So here I just wanted to use the standard definition of beta and gamma. And then we put the particle in a constant magnetic field, which is going to be the source of the symbol of radiation. And we get modified separation. We do that just by taking the expression relation, replacing by zero by the energy and see that the energy becoming more. We can do the minimum substitution and we can calculate the Hamiltonian wave transform in the standard way. So we get correction here for the lack of frequency, for example. So we want to do that as a correction to do the distinction between the standard system. And we also get correction for the relation between beta and the energy. In the standard velocity for C, this is the relationship with the energy. Then we go to the, so this is like the source part of our problem in electrodynamics. And now we go to the problem part. Okay? You just calculate the volume, you know, you can say you have a modified in the momentum level, you have a modified volume vector. Okay? Then you write the ceiling term of the potential. See, here you see that they have a parent derivation term of containing this piece of the potential vector equation. And this can be diagonalized in a circular polarization basis as crucial to produce the ECP vector fields. And then the equation can be coupled. And you have two elicities propagated with different velocities. So each elicity you can introduce a refraction index. From here, and this is the form of the refraction index, this is the elicity dependent, you have plus or minus here according to the elicity. And this is what's going to happen at the end. I mean, even if this won't be able to, for this final union version for the energy momentum transfer and the energy density, sorry, and the quantum vector. You will basically get the superposition standard, except for the factor that we point to is not the relevant. You will get a standard superposition of one polarization plus the other plus. Like the field and for the dynamical piece and piece. So with this, you can, I am not going to follow the debate, you can calculate basically. The power spectrum, okay, for any current. We think this is some type of polarization projector that projects into the plus and minus LCP current. Okay. So this is the general formula that we get for any kind of radiation, the source there. Then we put the source corresponding to circular orbit and we get basically the power spectrum of the circular radiation now. Notice that this power spectrum is positive definite, it's a perfect square, which is supposed not so bigger to begin with. So in that sense it's very nice. And these are the standard dependence of these special functions upon the variance of the problem. It's exactly what you get in the standard electrodynamics. Without units of refraction, or with refraction. We have units of refraction because we will have no elasticity. Here you also see that the square needs to have a particular radial, particular radial length, which is just a total of two. And if you integrate this, it is then vanished, and then you get exactly the power spectrum that you need from before for the unpolarized system. But even if you take some of the polarizations, some of the plasma lines, we are going to get it, this is then cancelled and get the square of one square of the standard unpolarized, let's say, algorithm. You can also integrate this again with total power in each harmonic, see? In that case, the frequencies are just multiples of the level, the basic level of frequency that we have started. Okay, now I want to show that to make some estimation of which kind of values of these harmonics do we have. This is just an estimation just to have an idea of which kind of numbers we have. So I have put here the basic parameter, let's say, two of the physical graph, the caramella, and Malkaya disadvantage in one thing, which is described as a model of a single condition of electric. Okay? Here you have the parameter, this is the distance from Earth. Object, this is the gamma factor that is very, very high. This is basically invalid from the magnetic field in which this orbit takes place. This is the observed frequency. That is what we get from the observation of the object directly. These are the number of frequencies that we can calculate from the gamma and the bis. And this is the ratio, this is omega. Observed by omega c, m, which is a very large number. Okay? Also, for further purpose, it's important to notice that also this ratio, from the gamma, is also very large. Okay? It's really important because we try to use the idea that there are, even if you expand, you will see that always the expansion you do about the around the standard seems to be negative. There are some factors that appear that are of this kind of very enhanced the continuity. So there might be some change to observe some other aspect of this expression. This is a dimensional vector source I need. So in this sense, one can do what is called a higher expansion upon this expansion that I wrote before. We get much simpler form, but also this form around the standard, okay, in the normal simple relation. You get the power spectrum, the total power, you can divide in square, which is sort of the fractional adjusted functions. And it's very different because from here you can identify some kind of frequency. Okay, this function behaves as an exponential when the argument is very large. So they will get very cut off and even when the is very large. And the cutting important thing is to calculate as n equal to this mc. So this is like a kind of frequency that tends to turn the radiation start increasing very fast. Now, suppose one would read this exact expression and all the dependence on the correcting factor is here. So here you have the xc dependence coming from the photon, and in beta, a function of heat, you have beta dependence now coming from the curve. Now you can expand this around C equals 0, it equals 0, see how our communication is fed to the standard synchronization. When you do that, you get this kind of expression. These are the normal one, let's say. Okay? Here you get some correction. You will see that the natural parameter will be just the size basically the dimension parameter. I mean, psi here is psi over n, where n is the equality of the black mass. So this is the structure of this kind of so you will see that the natural expansion parameter is only this one, psi omega, which is very small, because this is basically omega is very like black mass, then psi is something that is also less than 1 or so. But you realize that there's an amplifying factor here. It's getting overcome. I don't have time to tell you, but you understand in the other situation how this arises very clearly. Okay? I showed you that some views from Francis can be very large, which can enhance the smallness of this. This would be used to make some of to arrive at some observable corrections to the globalization or any other observer. Okay, so now I want to talk about this. Let's consider the distribution of electrons, okay, which is even more realistic expression in the statistics. It is index equivalent between 2 and 3. We have, well, let's see that always circular orbital, but now we have a distribution of electrons in the air. And suppose we want to calculate the circular degree of polarization, which we define like that. The power, the total power in the plus electricity minus the total power minus electricity divided by the sum. If we will not have this modification to the dynamic, it will be zero. Zero is the standard system polarization case. Okay? Now, we calculate this quantity, you see, basically, this produces an expansion, this E plus and minus, around the zero value. This is probably some proportional to this. On the parameter, that one supposes one assumes it's really very small. Never mind, we also get some factor that turns out to be proportional to one over gamma, let's say. Because in this case, you can take here the see, this is linear in the correction. Here you can take this value evaluated in sequence 0 and k equals 6, which is already in the standard case, because you already have the correction there. Okay. And then you have a function here that basically, if you are a little far away, this fold that the function has, this is a rather very smooth function to which is order 1. Okay. Of course, you have to move a little bit away from the fold, but once you are a little bit away from the fold, then let's say you can have 2.5 from 3 and you are okay. So this is not a very large function, very large number. And this is the analogous of what is going in the linear polarization case. The linear polarization case in quantum physics also that we find this expression for exactly the same definition, but in the linear polarization, the power of one extra electron, and the power of the right direction, where the sum, then you get some kind of number like that. But then this is important that here you have a gain that defines factor that evaluated in the series approximation has the same order of magnitude m over gamma, which was the rather few numbers. Okay, so now we want to make some comments about the fast field approximation, because one has to be careful about that. And this will allow us to understand the concept of understanding. Okay? So, basically, when you use all for this radiation problem, in some place, you have to expand this exponent that contains the new function, which has the unit of refraction, the frequency, and this half prime distance. Then you expand this in terms of r prime over r. This is super explicit function again, you see. And you always, when you do the fast field approximation, you neglect this term. You always neglect the r prime square over r. Against everything that we said before. So you can check that in your case, in the different particular case, this quantities are larger than this prime or that. These quantities are smaller than this, it doesn't make sense to keep them in the expansion. You have to remove them. So we have basically two or three cases. The three cases is when this product is bigger than the one that we neglected, and then this means that all the things that are inside of the explanation before that can be kept in the world. This is bigger than that, and it's of course also much bigger because it's bigger than Mars. And the other case is also, I don't mind about the minimum. The other case is in which this one is less than the one we are neglecting. In that case, all the side effects and terms here, you don't have to put them because we are neglecting the. It's a smaller than the thing that we are neglecting, so you don't put it. In this case, then the trace of the infant will be just the standard spray. So you know, have put inside of the stroke in the bottom part of the stroke. And this is what happened in the ground level. Let me show you this. The number that are here down, see? Here we have put the ratio of one of R. R1 is just the lambda radius. Here we estimate the size of the rotating system. Here we have here I took M, the M that was here at the branch mass. So this is really the dimension of the number, omega divided by the branch mass. Here we have the other part. And you see that in this case, for example, all these factors. These ones that are smaller than the ones that are neglected, so they're not supposed to tell them in the explanation. On the contrary, in the Markanian case, for example, you get on the board, say this is 2028 here, side by little bit smaller, but at least here you have some hope, at least this might survive in the explanation, so it will appear in the corrections of the power, for example, of the polarization. If you don't put this little mechanical correction coming from the electron, coming from the bottom, it has a better correction coming from the electron. Because I just want to make it. That's fine. I will explain a bit the change of the problem. So, just to summarize and make the output of things that are interesting to do, as I said, we have an exact and complete definition of the synchronous radiation in this mild and copper effective form. Okay, that's like everything that's like the electric field, we have like the polarization parameters, etc. We obtain also the regression result, which is basically the thinking and see that the only number of the radiation is basically given by this very small number, the same as the different case, except that here you have the beta dependence on A, which is not the standard case that is the correction of one I showed before, and you have the initial refraction that depends on the correction to the bottom, and on the side. Here the dependence is basically on the surface, and here basically the dependence on the bottom. This is the result of finger dynamics, in the sense that the beta for him was just a standard beta, and here we have a natural refraction, which is the same for him. And if you consider the full smart approximation, that means that we that incorporate all the side effects and terms in the Fourier transform that we need in the Hund function. Then you get some amplifying factors, which is the power spectrum, for example, like that, or in the polarization, which is the one that I wrote before. As I told you before, I mean, this, in the single order approximation, since we already have here the power of that is the correction, you can take this in the single order approximation, you will get at least exactly the same amplifying factor, which can be very large, as I showed you in the class. So this means that one can hope that one can select at least some kind of statistical anomaly which is designed for. Then you might hope to detect, for example, polarization, simple polarization, and make some things in the branch. It's important to know that there's analogous studies in simple polarization in non-commutative And the Lord's Prayer is enhancing factor, where you want to talk exactly the same, but in the same line of prayer of idea. So I try to emphasize that in the case of the term nebula, we are not supposed to put the velocity of the photons in the power spectrum, in the polarization, etc., because they are much smaller than the factor we're neglecting. In this case, it's equivalent to put the image of the factor equal to 1. Because C is equal to C in that case, which is just a constant 1. And you still have corrections via the independence of theta from the energy. From the present, okay? And in that case, one arrives to the fact that the opening angle of the radiation is just standard gamma, or a gamma in this field, okay? Here we still have correction, incorporating this factor of impedance, which flexible, if I expect the radiation for the length. And we get that the critical frequency, which is basically Nc over Nc times omega 0, in this form, which is exactly what Jacobson and Martin Gagliardi assumed that was going to be the correct extension of the standard interpretation to the original radio. So, in that sense, I think we understand this in that way. But we see that this is not always the case. There can be some situations in which you get some negative correction from the photon part. This was one of the main things that Jacobson and Martin put very strong from the bounce among the fermion, but nothing from bounce among them. Going to the problem, but this is just because we are looking at some very specific statistical logic in which this is not possible to do. This was our main idea to see. You can find other situations in which you can bound the reporting situation by observing some variation or some polarization or something related to what you need to see from that region. So, what you want to do is repeat the analysis, but rather, this is a logic in which you. From the beginning, you see that these correction effects are important in the face of the Green's function. Okay? Then you can make some predictions for gamma circular polarization, which will be enhanced by this M over gamma factor. You also can do correction to the linear polarization, it's from like P plus 7, 1, 7, something like that. And this has an enhancement there, but also maybe. See the corrections and hope that some observation will be bound on this the exercise. We are also going to make a strong parameter of the relation to different as to what happens to this enhancement. So this was one candidate to look at the simple correlation, going for the simple correlation. Which was the most natural to use first because it reproduced the most studied interpretation that people have actually considered. There are also two other models that are important and interesting. One is the linear electrodynamics, which was essentially the first one that was used to do this way, doing from a physical approximation to human physiology. This is also a very Finland situation. But it's no longer in the potential of the so it's kind of a close parent of Myers and Popper. In fact, it reduced Myers and Popper to first order in the parametric sign. Okay? So this is more or less in the spectrum scale. You get similar things to Myers and Popper in the Spanish. The other big difference in this case is about electrodynamics, because they claim that no bounds upon the side parameter will be imposed. Okay? And this is It's not by correlation, not by religion. It's very close to standard situations in the region. And the historic energy education just to see really true that there are not too many long inside the service.
So I was going to ask how robust these kind of models of the synchrotron radiation are against changes in the assumptions of the model. And so do you think there's a general result about the lens violation or whether there's a specific lens?
I think what one has to consider each model differently, but it seems that most of them merge to the position of the cluster in 1990 and some small pressure on the other that really do not matter for the approximation. And I think Camille Wynne will be very close to the Mars and Hopper, but any set up will be very different because they don't have they don't have polarization, so you can just be much more closer to the standard thing with a different structure.
You can do it in the next quarter and for a long time,
but
not in the first quarter.
First quarter in what?
1 hour.
This is the first. I thought you that because it does reduce the standard. Most of the regulated radiation that stuff is used on day two this morning is just half the dimension of five operation and it's just one operation. You do more operation there than the other.
But it's not consistent. Changes in the dispersion duration and by something that you know you feel on the
well yes.
My question is that how can you rely on, I mean, how can you do the calculations when you just put parameter in the dispersion relation and you don't have to do that? Maxwell's equation, do they follow from the transient or not?
Yes, yes.
And so that dimension 5 of the equation is the same that modify Maxwell's equation. And no, do you have polarization?
In Delis.
Yeah. Is the statement is that there is only one plant dimension 5 of the equation that modifies the in the always things polarization, circle for polarization. You can do it without certain modalities, but it will be one of the points. That's
technically.
They might have some other crazy framework for this.
Yeah, but at that point, from the basic to the internet, I'm sure it comes.
Well, and then the table there is comes a high image
for the
text.
It is under work.
Can I just introduce Maxine Poskola, who was our last question?
So does it want to say anything about generation of magnetic field in the radial universe, or thermal constraints on two of the solutions? Or do you know about the...
Well, we haven't checked that yet,
The second question is, like, some years back, your operation was from beam states. So, this problem for that application. So that proof for that application is not completely abandoned, or are we still looking for something that's completely more
there? Well, that's a little bit exact. That is for biodynamics, for the governance, this is extremely important. The flood knows you have got a symmetrical state to move it. So I think maybe it will be placed. See, there are two points. One point is that the practical form, the simple form of the calculation, you can put it basically in the same as the calculator. Then you are both an analogical and an analogical and then that way.
I'm not sure if I said that one wants to do an ad-hoc or
that
expired or whether it comes from something.
Well, coming from the theory is extremely important. That is not fair.
Can you actually say whether this is something from the
I'm going to go to the next slide.